is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? All right, here we go. This is USAprepares.com. Your dial is set correctly, and we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and we're delighted you're here. Aaron is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. John Moore's with us. Welcome, John Moore.
Thank you. Good to be with you, Vince.
Hey, John. You know, I was thinking about you and the weather, and I think about you and the weather a lot together. And yesterday, here at the farm in Missouri, it was 74 degrees. It was absolutely delightful. Then it started to rain, and the temperature dropped to 66 degrees. And then, minutes later, we had hail for 15 minutes. Hail. And, I've seen it before, but the weather is out of control from our perspective. Our farm animals are suffering from it. The winter was really rough. We lost about 10% of our new calf crop in January. We've lost a total of six head. Not good. Not good here at the farm, and it's not just us. And we're talking to the veterinarian yesterday, and we have a newborn calf who is sick, and the veterinarian said, yeah, this is common now with these violent changes in temperature, that the cows are eating, they're starting to eat the grass, and they're getting sick because of the bacteria and germs on the grass. So this isn't good, and you said this was coming, John. For as long as I've known you, you've been predicting this would happen, and it did. It's here. I want to thank you for it, but I really don't like what they're doing to us, John.
Well, it's not a consequence of anything, any human activity. Human, and we hear a lot, you and I and other talk show hosts hear a lot about HARP and what HARP can do, and the chemical trails in the sky, the non-dispersing contrails. Yes, they can affect some weather some of the time, but not all the weather all the time. Man-made clouds, these chemtrails, will have a cooling effect. That's well known that clouds have a cooling effect. And, of course, they are very dangerous chemicals and particles they're putting out there in the air. And HARP can affect some weather, manipulate a storm, a pre-existing storm. They can make it worse. They can drive it around like a shopping cart in a parking lot. But most of the consequences that we're dealing with here are a result of two things, energy from the sun and the fact, and it is a provable scientific fact, that the Gulf Stream stopped June 12, 2010, resulting in the jet stream no longer being regulated. And that's the biggest cause of the things that you're observing. I'm observing them about 3 hours east of you here. Vince, we were near 80 degrees yesterday. It'll be below freezing tonight.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. John, that's exactly what I'm talking about. The cows on our farm have a really, really tough time handling it. And the guys from the soil and water conservation people in the U.S. USDA will say, those guys, they can handle that. Just, they're fine. Just leave them outside. No, they can't handle it. I've got proof that they can't handle it by dead carcasses here on our farm. And the what happens, John, is it will rain. Just like you said, it temperatures close to 80, it'll rain, the cows will get soaked, and then the temperatures will drop while the rain is still on the cows' backs.
Right.
And it will freeze. And it, you know, imagine going outside, just take a shower and then go outside, you know, without drying off in the freezing cold. I mean, that's what it's got to be like for those animals.
Well,
and they
yeah.
can't handle it. They get sick, they get colds, and then they die.
Especially
and that,
the young
that,
ones. The calves don't have the tolerance that a mature cow would have to deal with these kinds of wild variations in such a short period of time. Talking about the USDA events,
yeah.
I was speaking to a grain farmer out in Kansas earlier this week. Apparently the USDA, they put out estimates of crop yields, and the most recent estimate they put out for the corn yield was 900 million bushels short, which is going to translate into some very serious matters. First of all, many grain farmers that could are not going to plant corn because the price was artificially depressed. The ranchers who buy corn for their cattle and chickens and pork aren't going to be buying it now because they thought they'd have cheap prices, but it's actually going to be dramatically higher now that the real truth has come out about the true nature of this corn yield. So it's going to be another disaster on top of existing disasters when it comes to agriculture. And while we're talking about beef, as you well know, the nationwide beef herd is the same numbers they were in the early 1950s, about 1951 or so.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And we have twice the population. So that's going to put increased pressure on beef prices and chicken and pork as it translates into the rest of the market. Now, locally, we got at the cattle auction, we have 250-pound calves going for $1,000. That's $4 a pound on the hoof, Vince.
I've never seen that before. Never.
Nobody has. And I got cattle ranchers in their 80s around here who've never seen that kind of price for beef on the hoof. Now, that's going to translate into roughly $8 or so a pound for hamburger in the grocery
mm-hmm.
store.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where this is headed real quick. And if people don't figure this out and make some preparations beforehand, they're going to be paying for it dearly, aren't they?
Well, they certainly are. And, John, as one of the things that I've done in order to insulate us temporarily from some of this was I bought a freezer. I bought a used freezer several years ago. It's an Imperial. It's the name on it is Imperial, and it says commercial. It's a 22-cubic-foot freezer. It's all freezer, and it's upright. And then I decided, you know what? When I had a compressor failure, I thought, wow. You can't buy a 22 cubic foot refrigerator or freezer, freestanding at, you know, any of these big box stores. You can't just go and get one because they don't have them in stock.
Right.
They will order them for you. I mean, they have the display model, but they don't even have a 22 cubic foot. It's all freezer. So my problem was I had ours absolutely packed. You couldn't put another quarter pound of butter in it if you had to. And
right.
it's not self-defrost. So I decided that I would buy another one just like it as a spare. So should we have another compressor failure or some kind of a failure on the freezer, I wouldn't lose all the food in it.
Right.
So I have two of them. And that is the model that I suggest that our listeners, our class, consider if they want to buy one. You can buy one from between $200 and $400 used. They are really simple. They work really, really well. And to repair the compressor, I bought what's called a hard start kit. And what it is, it's a capacitor that you just plug in place of the existing connector that goes to power the compressor. It's probably a 5-minute job, and it fired right back up. So I was able to save the refrigeration system just by putting this $30 part on. And I even have a spare one of those hard start kits just in case I need another one. Bottom line is we filled up our freezer to insulate from that. We bought lots of butter, like over 100 pounds of butter when it was on sale. And that's the kind of stuff we do. So you're absolutely right. Beef right now is about $4 a pound for hamburger, and it's climbing very, very quickly. And farmers farmers are really now reluctant to build their herds. They really are, because they're having so many deaths and they've had such great losses this winter that it's expensive for them to rebuild their herds. So I think you are absolutely right. And I heard a report on the radio yesterday that the soil is so wet, John Moore, here in Missouri, that there will be delayed planting. So that will make the situation even worse than it is already.
Right. And, of course, where you and I live is not a grain-growing area, but north of the Missouri River in Missouri is grain-growing areas, corn, soybeans, and wheat and so forth. And grain growers are in deep trouble all over the country because the business cycle they've always depended on for weather has been broken, basically, because of the bizarre weather. Their business model is basically they'll have one bad harvest for every four good harvests. And they build their entire business on that, how much land they buy and lease, how much equipment they buy and lease, and, of course, their seed, fertilizer, herbicides, and pesticides. Everything they do is based on that business model being viable. Well, it's no longer viable. They simply don't know what they can count on. There's nothing they can count on in terms of weather anymore. It's just too bizarre, too far up and down, too quickly to have anything that they can count on. So the farmers that have their land paid for and their equipment paid for, which typically you're looking at well more than $1 million between the two, if not more, they're the ones that are more likely to survive this because they don't have a big debt service. Farmers who have a serious debt service are in serious trouble.
You're absolutely right, and that's how I'm surviving. We don't have debt service at all on anything, not cars, not land, not buildings, nothing. And that is how we're surviving, and you're absolutely right. John, I was thinking about the cost of repairs, and, you know, I couldn't get over the when I learned how much it costs to have something very simple fixed on an automobile at a dealership. I think you would be fortunate to get out with less than $500 to have a simple thing fixed. I was talking to my friend Roy, Roy Birdsong, you know him. He's the Choose Your Own Wireless guy. He's going to be on second hour today. He and I were talking about oil changes, and he said that an oil change at Mercedes-Benz is $130. If you go to have your oil changed at the dealership for a Mercedes-Benz, it's $130. It's out of control, John. Absolutely out of control. Even if they do use Mobil 1 0W40 fully synthetic oil, it's still out of control at $130. John Moore and I will be right back after these few short commercial announcements.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Amanda Bolsel here from Midas Resources. Today, April 1st, 2014, gold opened at $1,284.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,331.07, $665.53 for a half ounce, or $332.77 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,331.07, $665.53, and $332.77.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John Moore's with us, and we've been talking about the weather. John, yesterday I mentioned that I saw an anomaly here at the farm, and one of the things that we farmers do is we look up and we look down, and you know, we look at the weather conditions, and we look at the ground, we look at the economy, we look at lots of things, and we have to in order to stay in business.
Right.
And I noticed that I have been replacing fuel filters at a record rate, a rate that I've never seen before. And I attribute it to the violent swings in temperature with the condensation forming inside a not full fuel tank. So if a fuel tank is partially full, the balance is comprised of air. The air has moisture in it. And when the weather temperature, or when the temperature changes, the moisture in the air condenses on the inside of the fuel tank, mixes with the fuel, plugs up the fuel filters, and then you have to replace them. And they're doing their job, and that's what they're for. But the point is, I have replaced on one tractor two fuel filters, and I'm talking recently, two fuel filters on one tractor, one fuel filter on another tractor, a fuel filter on a Chevy diesel truck, a gas fuel filter on a gas truck, and the fuel filter on the fuel tank from which I pump diesel fuel. So that's a total of six fuel filters that I've replaced, let's say, in a month. Now, I called O'Reilly's, the auto parts store here in Missouri. It's a chain, and we've got an account there. And I called the manager. I know him pretty well. And I asked him if fuel filters were, you know, being sold at a unusually high rate. And he said yes. Yes, this winter they were. So, John, there are other there's collateral events that happen with these weather changes, as simple as plugging up fuel filters on vehicles and tractors. And fuel-powered equipment. So that's what I'm seeing. So there's a lot to this. So I just want our class to know that if their car is running poorly, sluggishly, doesn't have power to get up hills, misfires, you might want to check the fuel filter. Your thoughts?
Well, I think generically it's called unintended consequences. It's an observation that I had not considered, but I'm certainly going to take it into consideration. My Kubota tractor, which is diesel, has not been running up to snuff, and maybe it's time to check the fuel filter on it.
Especially the primary. Especially the primary fuel filter.
Right. Fuel storage is something that comes up quickly in these kinds of types of discussions. The two best fuel preservatives I've found that's non-military. The military issue fuel preservatives are highly toxic, and I couldn't buy. I don't know where to buy them anyway. But the commercially available, the best two fuel preservatives I've run across are PRI, that's Papa Romeo India G Golf for gasoline, and PRI D Delta for diesel fuel. We've been using those around my place here for 15 years with a lot of success, and so we have a track record of it being very good and very useful. I don't sell it myself, but you should be able to find it online with no trouble on Amazon.com.
And John, here's what I did. I put a stick in our fuel tank of one of the tractors that just stopped running, and I found this black slime at the bottom of the fuel tank. And I added a quart of ATF, Dexron B, automatic transmission fluid, to the diesel fuel. And I was able to get the tractor to start. It ran very, very poorly. And I let it idle at a fast idle for about 15 minutes. And all of a sudden, the Dexron B circulating through the system, returning back to the fuel tank, was able to clean out the fuel lines to the fuel filter and move the incoming fuel to the injection pump. So that's how I did it, and it's fine now. Now, I know I'm going to have to change the fuel filters again because they're going to get clogged with whatever's in the fuel tank, and I'm certainly delighted to do that. But I've got the tractor running again. So for our class, you may want to consider checking your fuel filters if your vehicle is running poorly. John, I have gotten... There's an anomaly that I've noticed. I have gotten some calls. People call me. They find my phone number on the website. It's right there. And they call me right after the show. And I'm on the phone from 11 o'clock in the morning till 11 o'clock at night with people calling me. And let me tell you, the calls that I'm getting now are panic calls. I mean, people are absolutely in a panic. We come back, I'd like to share with you the kind of calls I'm getting, and maybe you can let us know if you're getting the same kinds of calls. John Moore, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
John Moore's with us. TheLibertyMan.com. TheLibertyMan.com. That's his website. John Moore, I wanted to share with you something that's happening to me. I've been getting phone calls. People are in a panic. And they are saying, well, I got your number, and this person said I should call you, and I live in Florida, or I live in another state, and I need to get out of the city, and what do I do? And my response is, it sounds like you're in a panic. Why are you in a panic? And, well, I live in a city and the crime's increasing and it's out of control, and I got to get out of here, and martial law is going to be declared, and you know, it's coming right down. I mean, any second we're going to be in martial law. John, people are in a panic, and I'm suggesting to them that they not panic and don't do anything in panic mode and think through what they're trying to do. So I talk about community. I talk about friends. I talk about where else they can go. And are you receiving the same kinds of phone calls, or is it just me?
I'm getting some of that, both live on the air and phone calls and emails, but all the above. And my response is very similar to yours, Vince. I encourage people to not be driven to make rash decisions, that they make prudent decisions that fit their needs and fit their lifestyle, and that they embark upon living a life of preparedness as opposed to looking for a specific event like martial law or anticipating a specific event and date. Once you embark on a life of preparedness and you know you're doing everything you can within your abilities, then there's no need for panic, no need for anguish, and quite frankly, Vince, it's not healthy to live a life of fear and anguish. That is not healthy. It's not productive. What is healthy and productive is to live a good, full, fun life, a productive life, where you incorporate prudent preparations into your lifestyle, and you know you're doing everything you can. It might be small things every day of the week, or maybe some major things here and there, and you just live your life that way, and you have no need for panic and no need for anguish once you're doing that.
You know, we talked about the fuel filter situation. And, you know, I didn't panic at all. Now, I could have, but here's why I didn't. See, John, in our case, we have animals that are dependent on being fed. And when there's not enough grass on the ground for them to eat, we've got to give them hay. And if we don't feed our cows hay, they know that they can eat across the road. They know that they can just push through the fence, and they'll get cut up a little bit by barbed wire, but they know they can push that fence down. But as long as there's enough feed for them, we're in the 40 acres where we have them, they're fine. Well, if I can't get my tractor started to unroll bales of hay or bring it to them, they will push through that fence, and they will take off, and they will walk down the road. And it's really hard to get a herd of cows back. It really is. So I could have panicked. However, I have a minimum of 6 fuel filters for that one particular machine in stock right here at the farm. So even if on a Sunday, if I had a problem, I'm still okay. But what I'm saying is, it is a lifestyle, as you are suggesting, and there is no need for panic. But if a person is not prepared at all, I can understand why they're apprehensive. But
of course,
they really need to engage this lifestyle, in my opinion. They really need to turn off the television, stop drinking beer, stop smoking cigarettes, and put the money that would be going towards satellite television, towards cigarettes, toward beer, toward soda, and put that toward preparation, and sacrifice a little bit now for the future. That's what preparation is all about, sacrificing now so the future will be better.
I agree, absolutely. I'm continually amazed. Well, back when I was a landlord, and we're looking at the early 1980s. I owned 57 rental units, single-family homes, apartment buildings, and so forth. I was doing pretty good financially and so forth, but I didn't have cable TV. However, without exception, I'm telling without exception, almost all my tenants, including all those who were on public assistance, they all had cable TV. Which I found to be kind of ironic, you know. And these days, people are going to spend on the low end $35 to $50 a month for cable/satellite TV, and then on the high end, $100 plus for all the bells and whistles. And you mentioned some recreational things people make use of, tobacco products, alcohol products, soft drinks. The combined expense of those things, which are optional recreational matters, including the television service, you're easily looking at $200 to $300 a month for one person. That's a considerable amount of money that, if it was being spent on preparedness items over a period of time, would amount to a tremendous resource of food and tools, communications equipment, medical supplies, and so forth, very quickly.
2 months, John, 2 months of that, 2 months of no tobacco, soft drinks, and satellite TV is enough to buy a used quality generator on Craigslist.
Absolutely.
Just 2 months. And if you want, you can, for the next month, you can buy a conversion kit and convert that gasoline-powered generator to propane. And for 2 more months of no sugar, tobacco, or satellite TV, you can get a 500-gallon propane tank. And if you wait a couple more months, in the summer when the propane prices are at their low, you can probably fill it up for, well, the last time I filled it up, it was, I think, $1.19 per gallon. And, you know, I was not a victim of that $4.49 propane. I wasn't, because I bought my own propane tanks. I bought three of them, three 500-gallon tanks. I manifolded them together, and I've shut-off valves for each one, and I filled them up at $1.19. So I've got 8 years' worth of propane here on the farm for cooking, because that's all we use it for, unless we have a really serious emergency and we use propane for backup heat, but I hardly think that we're going to do that. So I'm sure you weren't a victim to the propane gouging either, were you?
No, I bought my propane when the price was low. I've got three 1,000-gallon tanks, and we're in pretty good shape for propane. And propane, talking about gensets for a bit, the three options basically are gasoline, diesel, and propane. Propane is so head and shoulders above the rest of them, it's not even funny. Vent that propane can sit in that tank 100 years and still be in the same excellent condition it is today. Mm-hmm. That clearly and obviously is not the case with gasoline or diesel. Most genset problems most of the time are fuel related. A commercial business or a hospital, they have large diesel generators typically, but they're on a maintenance program with professional paid people to cycle these generators once a month and make sure the fuel is fresh. Very few people who are not professionals will discipline themselves sufficiently to make sure that a diesel or gasoline generator will have fresh fuel and be in proper operating condition. It's just too burdensome, and people aren't going to do it. So you're right. Propane is the way to go. Most gensets, once you get about 8 kW or larger, you will find conversion kits to convert these gasoline generators into propane. And the same thing applies to automobiles, basically. If people want to convert their automobile, gasoline automobile or truck to propane, that's available also. And ironically, the waste product of burning propane is water vapor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's, we have at least kind of nice worth of propane of natural gas, and propane comes from natural gas, of course. At least a century's worth of propane natural gas that we could easily convert cars and trucks to, at least new vehicles, if we chose to, and eliminate all the pollution problems and eliminate dependence on foreign petroleum products. But we've chosen not to, haven't we?
You're exactly right. John, while you were mentioning that, I went to eBay and I typed in propane conversion. Now, for a 2 to 5 kilowatt generator, you can get a propane conversion kit to convert your carburetor on your small air-cooled generator for $130.
There you go.
So $145, here's another one. Now, there's some more expensive ones. There's $214. But the bottom line is, if you wanted to, you could do it for less than $150. Right now, you could get a conversion kit on eBay to convert that gas-powered generator to propane. Now, John, you've got 1,000-gallon propane tanks. We have 500-gallon propane tanks. And you can buy your own class. You can literally buy a used propane tank. Now, I've seen them with
you can get them for free
on the
people. If people just want to get them out of the yard. You can get them for free if you can haul them. Really?
Well, I haven't been that fortunate, but okay, that's great. If you can get them for free, that's wonderful. And you can get them pretty old, and they're still good. Seriously, I've seen propane tanks date stamped like 1964, and they were made really heavy back then. So they look the same, or they look very similar. So you can get a propane tank. I know you can get them for $1 a gallon. So for sure you can get a 500-gallon tank for $500. John says you can get them for free. I believe him. So why not get a free propane tank or get one and then consider, if you have a small gas-powered generator, consider the conversion kit so that you can run that. Because the reason I say that is I don't think people realize how much gasoline a gas-powered generator consumes, John.
They generally don't take that into consideration. But really, the way to go for a system that will last you for a long time is to have nickel iron alkaline batteries that the genset charges up for 1 hour a day. There, your 500 gallons of fuel, instead of lasting 1,000 hours at a half hour per half gallon per hour consumption, would last for 1,000 days when you run it for 1 hour a day as opposed to 24 hours a day.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And that's the consumption we're talking about. John Moore and I'll be right back. TheLibertyMan.com. TheLibertyMan.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is going to be sliding.
One of today's hot.
What? Keep it.
God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to the... For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
John Moore's with us. And, John... I just got a call during the commercial break from Greg. He is the program director at KYAH in Utah. He says, great broadcast about generators and the information that we're talking about. And I find it fascinating that he is getting calls at his radio station, KYAH, in Utah, about this broadcast. He is an affiliate of ours. He takes this broadcast and runs it in Utah. So thanks very much, Greg. And he's going to be on the air with us talking about generators and how to build a generator set and battery bank. And that radio station's studio is off-grid right now and has been for 8 years. So they are running the radios. Isn't that great? Yep. The entire radio station studio is running off-grid. So with the exact setup that you're talking about, generator, battery bank, sine wave inverter. So, John, are you finding that people are more interested in generating their own power with this type of system? Is that what you're seeing?
I haven't seen a dramatic increase. I would say a slight increase. But we need to make a distinction here. And this goes to lost knowledge. I was speaking to a professor of electrical engineering at one of the most respected engineering universities on the planet. That would be the University of Science and Technology in Rolla, Missouri. Mm-hmm. He did not know that such a thing as nickel iron alkaline batteries even existed, let alone the fact that we don't know how long they last, because the original ones made a century ago are still going through daily charge-discharge cycles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Vince, you can buy $20,000 worth of Trojan forklift batteries, and mm-hmm. in 7 to 12 years, with pristine maintenance, they will be scrap metal.
Yes.
That's well known, mm-hmm. and there's no doubt about it. And they will be scrap metal if you do everything right in no more than 12 years, that $20,000 worth of lead-acid batteries. Mm-hmm. Most people... people can't fit that into their budget. It's just not going to happen. The nickel iron alkaline batteries, however, we don't know how long they last because the original ones built as far back as 1904 are still functioning quite nicely at the Edison Museum up in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So if I work with the guys who fabricate them, and you've met at the expo, they're not doing it at the moment. They hope to be back into production, but that really, if you can afford it, that is really the way to go, to have a system that will carry you well into the future and not have to worry about batteries that put out poison gas that can be overcharged or discharged and cause harm to them, because none of the above applies to nickel iron alkaline batteries.
Mm-hmm. John, you bring up a very good point. I have batteries that are guaranteed for 84 months. They never make it past 36, 38, 40 months.
Well, let me tell you, I don't sell these devices, but I'll tell you something that will help you, Vince, and help everybody who's got lead-acid batteries for backup for the cars or trucks. There's a company called PulseTech, and it's P-U-L-S-E-T-E-C-H, PulseTech. They fabricate devices that do the following. Now, the reason lead-acid batteries go bad is the sulfur buildup on the plates, on the lead plates.
Yes.
What the PulseTech devices do, they send a reverse charge into the batteries to knock the sulfur off the plates. So you can dramatically increase the life of lead-acid batteries. They're still going to go bad eventually. But the ones on my automobiles and trucks, for example, they typically last me 5 to 7 years instead of 3 to 4 years, which is what most car and truck batteries last.
Mm-hmm.
So the PulseTech devices do work. I've been using them myself for not quite 20 years. They are mil-spec, and the military uses them also.
Mm-hmm. And I see them on the internet right now, $46, $7, $100, $255. John, we need to have you back on and talk more about this technology on another broadcast. Let's talk.
Let's do that.
About
Let's set
saving.
It up, and then we'll do that again, Vince.
Yeah, I think that would be great. Great broadcast. John, thanks so much for being with
You're
us.
You're welcome, sir.
Class, yeah. Yeah, John Moore, thelibertyman.com. Coming up, Roy Birdsong, Choose Your Own Wireless. We're going to talk about cell phone applications and what's happening in cell phones. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326, or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.